We just finished our third practice, mostly nickel, very typical Thursday workout. Any questions?
With a player like Malcolm Jenkins, it seems like he's doing more maybe than he's done in the past. I mean, how has he developed into this defense? It seems like he's really, you guys are using him all over the place.
I think the first thing is he's very, very instinctive and very smart football-wise. So he can take several packages and in one play a certain position, maybe a nickel, covering down a slot, and another package play in the back third or the back half. So he's got good football instincts, and you know, I think he's got exceptional leadership skills and is doing very well. And you know, someone that is important to what we're doing defensively and is having a very good season. So you get versatility with a player. I was talking about Marcus yesterday, Colston, you know, being able to play the X, the Y, the F in different personnel groupings. Malcolm has that ability on the defensive side of the ball.
It seems like he's enjoying that blitz role, too. I mean, he's been able to get pressure, which is something he hadn't really been asked to do.
Yeah, you would say in the past, you know, there were a lot of opportunities where Roman was involved in some of the pressure looks. You know, we do a good job where, you know, Kenny's involved in it, Malcolm's involved in it. You know, a lot of these guys, depending on the formation sometimes and how the defense is going to align to it, will be asked to be a rusher. And he's got good anticipation. You know, when you're at home, there's some pluses with the crowd noise and the mechanics of the snap, you know, whether it's a heel by the quarterback or the second head by the center. Some of those things are more problematic on the road. And I think that Malcolm's a guy that can study the tape and see that and recognize it.
How much does Kenny Vaccaro and Raphael Bush doing what they do free him up to really be the versatile guy that he owns?
Well, in our three safety package, you know, there's some similarities to what we're asking those players to do, and yet each week there's some obvious differences. I think just the nature of good team defense is, you know, the reliability or accountability that each player has. And so knowing that if you're coming into a sky position, the other safety's getting back to a third, or the challenge at home really is the crowd noise in regards to communication. And with that noise, defensively, we know it's an advantage for us, and yet we've got to be able to communicate formation change or potential coverage changes that take place maybe spontaneously within the framework of a play. And it helps when you have guys that are smart football players.
How much practice do you feel comfortable Jimmy missing it, allowing him to play on a Sunday?
Just day to day. You know, tomorrow will be an important day. You know, we'll just kind of go by that.
Josh Hill and Benjamin Watson, I mean, if Jimmy can't go, are they the type of guys that you would have to do different offense, or can they do what?
Yeah, I don't want to speculate what we would or wouldn't do. There are two players that we're very comfortable with and have, in Ben's case, has a lot of experience, and certainly in Josh's case has gotten snaps, and he's a player that knows exactly what to do, and he's athletic. So they've done a good job of handling the work, you know, through today, and we'll see what tomorrow brings.
I know last week Mark Ingram was limited a lot, and I mean, he didn't practice yesterday. Is there anything?
Same thing, you know, without discussing any injuries, same. We'll get the status today at 3.
What do you gain most
by he's got real good football instincts. He knows how to separate. He's an exceptional route runner, with good hands. So it's another player that can get in and out of cuts, can change direction. And against a team like Buffalo that plays a lot of man-to-man, he understands that and understands leverage, just as he does when we play a team that gives us a lot of zone. He's someone that gets into those zones and creases. So he's very, very sharp within the framework of our offense, and he's got strong hands.
As a group of wide receivers,
It's hard to specifically, and I said this yesterday with regards to that question in the red zone, it's hard to specifically point to maybe one player being down. If you really look over the last 7 years, there have been a lot of weeks and games where one of these receivers hasn't been healthy. I can recall a stretch early, I think in 06 or 07, where Colson was down. And so, by and large, the group, you know, picks it up if there's someone that's not able to play. And then, you know, balancing the snaps when everyone's healthy is another challenge, but these guys do a good job with that.
What is it that Buffalo does that has allowed them to lead the league in interceptions and 12 interceptions?
Well, generally, you know, that back end and front end go hand in hand, and if you're applying pressure and you're getting to the quarterback, you know, the time he has to make decisions, you know, goes from that traditional four Mississippi that we all grew up with, or whatever the term was you used when you were playing in the street, and all of a sudden it's three Mississippi now. Guys are rushing earlier, so the clock in his head speeds up and it becomes more challenging to play the position. And if you're getting pressure on the passer, all of a sudden you're getting these opportunities. And the other thing I would say on the back end, even at, you know, the linebacker position, they've got good ball skills, good awareness, and you see them get their hands. They've had their hands on a number of other plays. So tight man coverage, a real good pass rush, and you're seeing the benefits of that.
Sean, obviously you guys had developed a lot of faith in Kenny Stills through the preseason, but how impressed were you by that catch he made in New England, and how big is a play like that for a rookie's development?
I think both he and Nick have in the preseason demonstrated and came up with big plays. Now in the regular season the same way. It's happened. You know, Nick had a big play in Chicago on their sideline. They just keep improving and you know, keep making plays with their opportunities. But that was a big play on a third down, a third and long, that, you know, put us ahead. So, you know, especially as his first touchdown catch, that was a pretty special catch. You know, to possess the ball even when he hit the ground with the rules the way they are, he did a great job.
Coach, what's the balance between preparing for a quarterback where maybe there's not a lot of tape like Lewis, and the balance between maybe studying their system overall? How do you?
I think the bigger challenge is when you get a changing quarterback that involves a system change with only four games of tape. With our preparation, fortunately, we're not the first game. We've got you know, enough tape to where you also understand it's hard for a team to completely change after 1 week to the next. And, you know, he's made some big plays. I think most importantly is players believe that they can win with him, and that's half the battle at quarterback. So, you know, you try to prepare with what you see on tape. You're ready to make some adjustments during the flow of the game, whether it's at halftime or even on the sideline. But fortunately, we've been able to at least see him play live in games and get an idea of what we feel like he does real well. Thanks.